You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. My name is Becca, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Adam and Nicole.
Hello.
Hey.
Ooh,
hi.
Spoopy.
It's spooky vibes, even though the sun is out where I'm at.
Same. It is our first spooky episode of 2023.
I love this time of the year. Ugh.
Me too. I think I'm actually going to decorate for fall today.
Oh, fun.
You're feeling the fall vibe?
I am. And I feel like if I don't do it now, I'm not going to do it. And like, I was just thinking about how cozy my house feels this time of year. And it's like so much more cozy when there's like pumpkins and like flameless candles everywhere. I just love decorating for fall more than I love decorating for Christmas. I'm going to be honest.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. I feel like I need the link to your favorite flameless candle. I think you've talked about it. Or you guys, I want some flameless candles, you know?
Okay. I'll send you mine. Becca can send you hers. And we could just share. We could share all the flameless candle links.
We'll share some links. Yeah, I got a lot of them just from Michael's and they've been great. But I like the ones that have like an automatic timer where it's like, and a lot of the newer, like a lot of them do have it. They're maybe like a couple dollars more, but they'll just turn on at the same time every day.
Yeah.
Oh, which is great. Oh, yeah, that is great.
There's one that I got. It's so expensive. It's like Luminaire something. And it's beautiful, and it like the batteries last a really long time. I think they even have them now where you could charge them for like USB probably.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so you don't have to like keep buying batteries or use your usable batteries. Yeah. They're expensive. I think one candle is anywhere from like $25 to $50 for one candle.
Dang. Oh my god, that's crazy.
But they're really nice though, and they last forever. But I have a cheaper set that I got that I love. I just put out my black ones, my black flameless candles on my mantle, and it's so spooky.
Oh,
I love it.
Yes.
Sisters. Oh my gosh. I watched Halloween Town the other day, and it was the best vibe. I didn't finish it because Daniel walked in and was like, "What's this?" And I was like, "You've never seen Halloween Town. We have to start it over."
I don't think I've seen Halloween Town either.
I have, but it was a long time ago. It was when the kids were little.
Oh, yeah. That was more like when I was little type of Halloween movie. But it's so good and like so cheesy, but it's a classic. Like, the feeling that that movie gives me, I don't think any other Halloween movie gives me that because it's so nostalgic for me.
Okay, but for a second, I thought you were going to say that you watched Halloween, and I was very proud. Very, very proud.
Hell no.
Okay.
Not. I just, I told Daniel, because Nicole's coming to see us again, and I was like, Dan, think about what scary movie you want to watch. He's like, why? Because Nicole's coming back.
Oh my God.
See, this is my gift to him. Like whenever Nicole comes in town or anybody who likes scary movies, I'm like, this is your chance because you're never watching them if it's just me and
you. Okay, can we watch the original Halloween? It's not that bad. Okay, yay.
We can watch it. I feel like it's a classic.
It's a classic too.
The way that your face just lit up, Nicole.
Like, you don't know. You don't even know. Oh, I'm so excited.
Nicole is so happy right now.
Yeah.
So happy. Yeah, I'll watch it. But like the last movie that we watched together, what was it called?
Hellraiser, the new one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like was just kind of falling asleep while we were watching it.
It was gory. It was even a little too much for me, dare I say. Like it was.
Yeah.
But I liked it.
See, I just, the like the moments when like the thing would like stab through their hands, like it just, because I knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
I was surprised that you watched that, actually.
My eyes were closed most of the time, yeah. Like so much that I kind of fell asleep, like I said.
Yeah.
But okay, so that's kind of what I'm going to do this weekend. And
that's fun.
Just decorate for fall. Daniel goes back to work on Monday. His paternity leave is over.
How we feeling? How we feeling?
Are you scared?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Very scared. Very scared and anxious. I mean, yeah, I just have no idea like what work is going to look like with him not being here.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to find someone to watch Nora like one day a week, like ASAP, because I have to.
I wish think I, that lived I could closer.
Get most of my stuff done. Mm. I know.
My God.
Ooh. It's hard.
Have you thought about, not that this is the easiest thing to do, but like, because he pretty much works like a 9-to-5, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Have you thought about switching your schedule to do like 2 days a week, like you work nights instead of, it's a lot, but.
Yeah. Well, I was actually thinking last night, like maybe we can record the podcast in the evening until I find childcare.
That's a good idea.
So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a behind the scenes logistic that nobody cares about. But yeah. But yesterday we tried to record and Nora was just like not having it and making a lot of little noises and it just wasn't working. So I think for this, like, I have to have someone with her.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking more so for recording videos for YouTube, but then I think about it and I'm like, we're coming up on winter. You're going to have no light after like 4:30.
I know. I'm thinking I'll probably just film my videos on the weekends.
Okay.
And then edit during the day, like when she's napping maybe, because editing is easier to just like get up from.
Right.
And filming is not.
Right.
So I think that's what I'll end up doing. We'll see.
Okay.
And that's fine. That's kind of what I did before I did this full time. I just worked mostly on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So I kind of am just going to have to like be flexible and shift my time.
Yeah.
Around. But it'll be another adventure figuring out everything again. But I'm really glad he was home for so long. But it's going to be like a whole adjustment again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my update.
Mm.
Oh, and the thrips.
Oh, yeah.
I did my like second treatment technically, mm-hmm. but it's actually kind of the first because it's the first time I've used like a chemical. I used Captain Jack's dead bug brew outside,
mm-hmm.
and I think that it went okay. I think that it wasn't as widespread as I thought.
Oh, good.
Like it was mostly on like the lower bench and my Mykins, but I'm treating everything as if it has it, mm-hmm. because I just can't take any risks.
Yeah.
But and it's definitely in the greenhouse cabinet. I didn't wear gloves. Oh, shoot.
Okay, well, wear gloves.
I'm going to get roasted.
No, wear gloves. No one
wash your hands.
No one does. But, you know, I've just been really cognizant of, like, thinking, because skin absorbs so much. Like, when I'm doing my skin tear,
right.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. You like, it absorbs everything.
Yeah, so, it's scary. Yeah.
You're so right. Okay, next
that,
time.
We don't want that third nipple popping up again, all right?
Again?
Oh, my God. I had... Again? That just registered. I'm like, where?
It only pops up when I'm stressed.
Yeah. Or when I'm turned on.
Oh, God. Could you imagine?
Or when I'm cold.
Gross.
No. Okay. Gloves next time. Yes. I hope no one roasts me about that in the comments. Ooh, be nice to me. I'm sorry. Mm. I'm doing my best.
No one will.
Okay. But yeah, I feel pretty good about it. I do need to like tackle the cabinet one more time or... You know, I haven't done the cabinet yet this cycle, but mm-hmm. it's its own environment. So I feel less stressed about doing that with all the rest of the plants, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's mine.
Are you seeing any adult thrips on your sticky traps?
I didn't put out sticky traps yet.
Okay. I just didn't know that's a thing.
I've heard blue sticky traps.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I think, I don't know why exactly they're attracted to blue, but then I read somewhere that like, blue sticky traps are better because then if you have beneficials, they're not going to be attracted to the blue.
Mm.
I don't know. But I...
Do you
bugs
see?
Are weird. Bugs are weird.
It's something that I would have to order online. And like, I just feel bad about ordering stuff online so much. Like, it just makes me anxious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I feel bad for the delivery drivers who have to drive down my driveway, you know? I don't know. That's really silly, but...
Yeah.
It's their job.
It is.
But I feel bad. Every time they come, I'm like, so sorry.
Leave them a little Christmas gift.
Yeah, I need to put out some stuff this year. I'm going to put like a basket out there.
Yeah.
I meant to do that when Nora was first born because I swear they were at our house like every day for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. With and all the gifts.
They had to have gotten the memo because like they saw me pregnant and then all of a sudden there's a crib and a car seat and like all this shit showing up.
Yeah. It's kind of fun to think about because they're like going through your stages of life with you. And they're like, oh, she's having a baby.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be such a cute commercial for like USPS or something.
Yes, it would.
Oh, that would. And that would be good around the holidays, too.
I know. That's cute. USPS, hire me. I'll be your creative director.
There you go. Boom, done.
Okay, well.
With the government shut down, I bet they, you know, can barely pay their workers. So I don't think they're going to be hiring.
That's right. Budget cuts.
Anyway.
I did some VR last night. Very out of my comfort zone.
VR?
Well, really? Okay.
With
With the mom group. I went out with a few of the moms from my daughter's high school.
Did you do VR Chippendales, Nicole?
I did not. But how crazy would that be? No.
I would love that.
What if they actually substitute a person so it could feel 4D and then you took the thing off and it's just some like really big sweaty man that's just like, hey, baby.
Oh, that's terrifying. That is terrifying. No, I went to this place called The Unreal Garden.
Okay.
And it's augmented reality. So it's not virtual completely. Like you could still see the people in front of you. And it was so cool. At first, my headset wasn't working. I was a little frustrated. I felt like a boomer. I was like, what's happening? But then they fixed it. And I was like, whoa, this is cool. It was like three different stages. So you went through a garden and you can like feed wildlife. And then you went in the sea and you could see like the fish and the coral reefs and everything. And then you went in the galaxy. And that was my favorite because like, it was like stars everywhere. It was so cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it was a lot of fun. And then we went out to dinner, but I was excited about it because I didn't know what to expect because I've never even put on a pair of virtual reality glasses. But I really want to like get some, like maybe like over this winter break, like that could be our new fun thing. Remember when Animal Crossing came out? Do we all remember? Mm-hmm. Animal Crossing days. Becca, yes. You were kind of late to that game. I feel like I was late to the game, but you were really late to the game.
Yeah, I was.
And I feel like I'm late to the VR game, too.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to do it. Have you guys ever done, like, actual virtual reality, or do you have headsets?
No.
I honestly think it would make me sick. Like, just thinking about it, I feel like it would make me nauseous.
So that's what I thought too, but NASA wears these glasses for training and they specifically said on the website that it doesn't cause any nausea. So I'm wondering like if that's also implemented in most virtual reality glasses. Yeah. I would think it'd have to be. Speaking of nausea, though, really quickly, oh my God. So I'm supposed to, we're going to a Colts football game. I'm just a natural football mom now, okay? And I don't even have any kids that play football, but.
Yeah.
Mia's boyfriend is turning 16 next week, and one of his requests was that we go with them to a Colts game. So we're driving to Indianapolis on Sunday, and his mom offered for us to drive with them, and you know, I always drive. So I vaguely remember.
I know that's going to be the issue with this.
I vaguely remember me having.
Is it going to be dark out? Are we going to drive during dark?
Listen, it's a whole thing. I went through the whole list in my head. But one of the things that I remember was I get car sick in the backseat of a car, like pretty badly. And I haven't been in the backseat of a car in a very long time because I always drive because I'm, you know, control freak. But I went with these moms yesterday and they picked me up last and I got in the back seat and didn't even think about it. And 20 minutes into this ride, I got very car sick. I thought I was going to hurl all over the place. And it was like,
cherry on the cake.
Next time you're offering to drive.
Oh, yeah. I was like, sorry, ladies, I got to roll this window down on the highway. I apologize. They all had their hair cued. I was like, it's not happening today. I'm going to be violently ill and it's not going to be good. So Needless to say, I'm driving on Sunday because I cannot be in the backseat of a car for 4 hours. I will literally die. But then I vaguely remember taking an Uber not that long ago and I got car sick too. And it was only like a 15-minute ride. I wonder if this is something that's happening with age. I don't know.
I think it is. My boss, she can't even, if you're in a parking lot, even if she's driving, if she circles a lot once to find a parking spot or like up one row, down another, and then back up, she'll throw up.
Oh my God.
Really?
Yeah, very strange.
Well, what made it worse was we were stuck in traffic and it was like stop and go, stop and go. And then we got to the
nightmare.
We got to the parking garage and it was one of those that just like, you just circle all the way up. And I was like, Tara, she was like, are you okay? And I was like, I just need to get the fuck out of this car. I'm gonna die.
Okay, but back to the augmented reality thing. So like you held out your hand and like a deer ate things from your hand?
Yeah.
And there was stuff you could visually see in your hand as you're holding it out?
Yeah, like you could pick up food and give it to the, it was a rabbit.
You could see like an apple or a carrot and you could pick it up and you could pinch it.
You pinch it. You drag it and you drop it. So like you can't like, and your hand was like gridded. Like it was like avatar, like it looked like a grid, you know, it didn't look like a human hand, but it was my hand.
Okay.
Like I stuck up the middle finger at one point and I was like, yeah, this is my hand.
Classic.
Proof. Proof. Classic me. Oh, fucking vibes.
That's fun.
It was fun. It was different. So like that's just augmented reality. So virtual reality's got to be way more realistic. And I just want to like explore the rainforest. I think I've talked about this before. Like how cool would that be to go on vacation in your living room? You know, like literally.
That would be really cool.
That would be cool. Black Mirror shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Black Mirror episode. You know, here's what I picture though. Have you ever like seen somebody do virtual reality wearing the glasses,
they look
like
real
doing
dumb
things?
Real dumb.
It's giving that sound on TikTok. You look so dumb right now.
Is that
the icks?
Or is the people who like Rihanna? Run into a wall or like smash the TV?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. 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 I can't tell you how many times in a week I just go to that sound on TikTok and watch those videos because it's just a bunch of
funny
women just like pointing out their husband's icks or their boyfriend's icks.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good song too.
I see a couple of them really funny. Like there was one where this girl must have been recording underwater and her boyfriend was sitting there like kicking his feet and she was like, this just gave me a new ick. And I was like, oh my God, it is little twinkle toes.
There's so many little things like that. Like there was one, this woman was, her husband was holding the baby and his ankles were apart and his knees were together. Like, can you picture that?
Yeah.
And Daniel does that all the time. And I looked at it and I was like,
oh, that's so funny. I just envisioned it. I was like, wait,
that is
it.
Knees
together, ankles apart.
Sitting
that's
down.
That's really funny.
That's definitely an ick.
Okay, so Nicole has a mom friend crew. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys are doing a lot.
They're
Colts.
They're sweet.
Indianapolis Colts.
Indianapolis Colts. Now, too bad it wasn't a Chiefs game, if I'm being honest, because there's talk that Taylor Swift is going to be at the Chiefs game. And Becca wanted to discuss this topic. Becca wanted to discuss this topic. So I think we should just talk about it for a second. Yeah. You went down the rabbit hole that is Taylor and Travis.
Yeah. See, I want to make it clear. I like Taylor Swift. I am not a Swiftie, but I am fascinated by her influence. I think that's really what it is.
Yeah.
Because there was a bunch of stats that I was seeing and I do not remember them. But like one of them I remember was like the NFL like search or something, or Travis Kelce's search or something went up like 400%.
His jersey sales.
His jersey sales.
Sold out.
Like, that is just insane. They're not even together, but they could just have hung out a few times.
They could just be friends. Although she was caught sitting in his lap at a restaurant. Quite friendly.
Yeah, no,
quite friendly.
Somebody that this podcast I listened to said that they think they're endgame. I mean,
You think
anybody would.
You think they're what?
That mustache
needs a ride. This podcast I listened to. Oh my God. Those eyebrows need a ride. Hold on to the eyebrows. No. This podcast I was listening to said they think that they're endgame. And I don't know. Oh. I mean, I can see it. Well,
I don't know.
I hope so.
Okay, so I listened to his podcast because he was going to talk about Taylor Swift. And I knew, look, I knew it was going to be clickbaity. I knew that it was going to be like, it was nice, but I don't want to say anything else. I still listened to it. And then I was like, is he a douchebag? He seems like a douchebag.
See, but I don't think he is a douchebag.
She looked so happy. So I'm like, I don't care. You know what? Just live your life, girl. Like,
I don't think he is a douche. He doesn't have any...
football though, so I mean, there's a level of possible douchiness, but that doesn't mean that he is a douche. It's just
expected.
He's a professional athlete.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give him that. Yeah.
There's like a level of like
the TikToks though that I'm particular.
They're both narcissists. They have to be.
Oh yeah.
For that level of fame. 100%. So you know what? It's fine. Narcissists find narcissists.
True. Okay.
And the NFL just released that they hired Usher for the halftime show. And in my mind, they should have shelled out the money to get Taylor Swift. Like, they should have.
Epic fail on their part. But also, would she do it? I don't think she has time. I think she's in Brazil in February. So, sorry.
I mean,
she has more important things to do.
She's
already
selling
out all those stadiums.
Can you imagine
how many people would watch, though?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I would watch the Super Bowl, and I never watch the Super Bowl.
But the Super Bowl is like its own beast as far as the performance goes, because they have to haul in and haul out in like less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to be a certain kind of person to Like Beyonce. No, I mean, whoa.
Yeah.
She was like practicing for a year for the Super Bowl.
Yep.
That's true.
But also, true. Like, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year, right? So the chance that they're going to be back in the Super Bowl this year is high. How cool would that be?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the TikToks that I'm particularly enjoying at the moment are the ones of women recording their sports fanatic husbands secretly and being like, so babe, did you see how Taylor Swift put Travis Kelce on the map? And they're just like, what are you talking about? There was this one that was, he was like, if I hear about this one more fucking time about Taylor Swift too. And I was like, oh my God, definitely not husband material. I think I sent that to you, Adam.
Did you? Okay. Sometimes I save up my TikToks to view like when I'm in a mood, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny.
Aww, that's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is cute.
Or when I'm taking a shit, you know, either or.
Well, rightfully so.
Either way. Her influence. Insane.
Heinz just came out with a condiment based on her being viewed at this game. So basically, there was reports that she was seen eating her chicken strips with ketchup and seemingly ranch is what they all said. Heinz created a sauce that was a mixture of ketchup and ranch, and it's called ketchup and seemingly ranch.
Oh my God.
And I'm sure it's going to sell out, because you know what? I want to get my ass to the store and try that. If it goes in mother's mouth, it goes in
it's
my mouth.
It's going in mine. You know, because they already have a
Kelce,
cramp.
What are you doing? I'll take one for the team. Touchdown.
It's like kind of campy. Like all this Taylor Swift stuff, it's getting campy, isn't it? Is that the definition of camp?
Well, I don't know if that's the definition of camp. Maybe.
What I don't really understand camp.
I've never heard this term.
Isn't camp like it's like so niche inside joke?
I thought camp was like over the top, extravagant, that kind of thing. But anyway, there have been reports, though, that Taylor is kind of taking one for the team. And what I mean by that is her good friend, Sophie Turner, is going through some stuff. And I've been seeing things that people are like, they had dinner. And then all of a sudden, Taylor's like, I'm going to publicly be at this game. And literally, that's all anyone's talking about. Because Usher was announced as a Super Bowl halftime show. And the announcement was done by none other than Kim Kardashian. Very public feud with Taylor Swift. And if you look at the NFL, everything is Taylor. Like, she literally just, like, no one cared about the whole... Which, Usher, weird choice, by the way.
Oh, super weird choice. I don't get it.
But yeah, so I don't know. But that woman, she has power. And I think that's why I've been so intrigued by her this past year. Because, like, going to her concert was, like, I think I was honest about that. I didn't even know half of the songs. Like, I had not listened to Folklore, Evermore.
Me neither. Lover.
I listened to Midnights, and then that was that. But like, even at the concert, I was like, I don't know these songs, but I'm still standing up. But it was like, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it other than it was just powerful to just see like this one person have such a grip on mm-hmm. like this many people. Super impressed by it. Like, whoa, okay.
She can control a crowd. It's very sexy. Yeah.
I saw some photos from the Reputation part of her concert and I was like, oh, I can see why this confused Adam.
No, switching but have you seen Vigilante shit?
Yeah, you need to watch that performance specifically. Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
She was in a dark blue beaded suit.
With a chair.
Oh, with her legs open, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A couple times.
Yeah, I think that's what I was actually referring to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was hot.
Yeah, I saw somebody was like sharing photos that they took from the concert and I was like, oh,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I get it.
When I saw her, though, with Sophie, Turner. I don't follow.
Turner.
Yep. I got really excited because
yes.
I was just like, can we just be done with men, please? Not saying that she's.
Oh, you thought.
You thought
they were scissor sisters.
That's what I thought. That's what I was happy for. I was very excited about it.
Oh.
Because I was like, Taylor, we've been burned by some dudes. Can we switch sides? But no. She
switching sides.
Switching sides.
Yeah. No, she's very much a women empower, but she's never came out as bi, I don't think. There's been speculation, but we shouldn't do that. But like,
no, we
they
shouldn't.
Just look so cute together. Yeah. Like, one can hope.
Same height.
Sophie Turner is bi. And I think she.
Yeah, she is.
Sophie Turner like bi?
She
said that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh. Did we talk about Sophie Turner and Joe? I think we did.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
It's, man, he is just the worst. I'm so glad that they're, you know.
But now if she got with Taylor Swift, how fun would that be as a payback?
Oh, my God.
That would be great.
Hey, Mr. Payback. Perfectly Fine, how's your heart after breaking my mind?
Oh, wow.
I didn't really get to talk about a catch up, but do you guys care if I just say one thing?
Please. I'm sorry.
No, not much has happened this week, but I was on the hunt. And I was successful on finding the Oogie Boogie candy dish, which, you know, if you're not like a Disney adult or a Target slut like I am, you probably don't know what I'm talking about. But there was an Oogie Boogie candy dish that was only available at certain Targets that had like the Disney shop inside of them. Because, you know, I don't know if you guys have Targets like that now, but my Target has like this whole middle section that's like Disney for kids and stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, this thing was very difficult to find, but finally it came back in stock in Queen Creek and I snagged it.
Oh, you were in Queen Creek.
Nice.
Again, I've been there like a couple times. But yeah, that's also where I got my Animal Crossing when the pandemic first started and like everyone was buying Switches and they you couldn't find them. And I was like, I got to order online. So Queen Creek always comes through, man.
See?
Yeah, there you go.
Queen Creek.
Love Queen Creek.
But then I got this
Queen
candy
Creek
dish
Target.
That I worked so hard for. And then I was like, wait a minute, I can't put anything in this because
so
my cats will eat everything I put in there. So now
the
I just have like
bastards.
An empty candy dish. I think I might try to put like a trailing plant in his mouth.
I was going
to
say, because it's such a cool dish. I saw you post it and I've seen it on TikTok. And we're a very big Nightmare Before Christmas household. Like Jack and Sally all day over here. Okay.
All day or a day.
But we also love a good Oogie Boogie and a mare. We love them.
Ooh, yeah.
So I was thinking about going to look for that dish, too, because we don't have a can. Well, we do. We have like a bowl that has like one of those hands that like will be like, getcha, you know, like that'll automatically go down and scare the shit out of kids. You know, I had to do
that's
that.
Funny.
Nicole was taking her wrist and bending it. So I thought it was going to be a gay candy dish. Like, you know.
It's rainbow.
What would it say if it said something while it flicked its wrist? What would it say, Adam?
Oh,
as our resident
gay.
Yeah, what would it say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, stereotypical. My goodness.
I just looked up this candy dish because I haven't seen it before. Somebody is selling it on Poshmark for $80. That
Come
is more
on.
Than a. That's like. That's- a 50% upcharge because it's $34.99, $35.
That's insane. Double.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Double.
Would that be 200% or 50%? What would the, or 100%?
100%.
What would the percentage, 100% price increase?
Yeah. Because it's okay, literally double the price.
I don't know why I'm thinking 200%.
I don't know.
Oh, it's textured. Oh, I didn't notice the texture on it.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, it's so super fun. Cute. Anywho, that's my Oogie Boogie candy story.
I love that story. Did you have anything else happen? Because we could go over a little.
Oh, I didn't really know. I got a little bit of a scratchy throat, and I know that they're offering free COVID tests again, so I think I might order those, but I don't think I have COVID.
Something else is going around because Mia just got over a cold.
I've been struggling mentally with like brain fog and all of this stuff that I'm just like, I don't know what's going on, but
yeah. Don't drink the water. Something's in it.
Don't drink the water. Yeah, Dan was a little sick the other week. He had like a fever for like a day.
Really?
And yeah, it was really quick. And we have COVID tests, but I don't know if he took one. I guess I would have known if he had COVID if he took it. I don't know if he did. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Jay had COVID and he got a fever with it. But like, there's also something else going around that is with your throat. It's like scratchy throat that turns into like a sore throat. I don't know. You know, I'm a mom, so I hear these things.
Well, that's why my throat is currently scratchy, you know? I don't like a scratchy throat.
No. Yeah. No, not at all.
That's not fun.
Yeah, but they are offering free COVID tests, 4 per household. So just get them because it's free shit from the government and I'm all about that. I'll take whatever they give me.
Do they ever expire? Because I still have some from last year.
I still have some too. They show that they do, but I...
They extended the expiration date.
Yeah.
Look it up on like something.gov. I don't know what it is. Maybe your state?
Yeah.
I know they extended the expiration date, which how does that work? I don't know. I'm not going to question it.
You know, on our Patreon, though. OK, so like moving away from COVID because we don't like her.
No.
You know, on our Patreon episode, we were talking about Daniel throwing his back out. I don't know if that made it into the edit, but is there such thing as like throwing your chest out? Because I did something to a muscle in the front of my body that is causing so much pain. Like when I breathe.
That's you know your heart you're touching?
No, my heart's, isn't it over here?
Oh, yes. Okay,
it's on the left side.
Yeah.
So
you guys are backwards.
It's definitely like a muscle thing, but you know, like when you throw your back out and you breathe in deeply, you can like, it like causes you to spasm. Well, that's happening with the front of my chest now. And I'm like, okay, well now I move from throwing my back out to throwing my sternum out. Like what the fuck?
That's so weird. Maybe you just literally pulled like a muscle.
A pectoral.
After I just got done saying like, oh, I need to start stretching. And then I'm like, whoop. I just pulled a freaking muscle that I don't even have pecs. It's just fat there.
Well, you got.
There's still a muscle.
There's
though.
Still a muscle.
I pulled
it's
my
just,
man
It's
tip.
All just fat.
Anyway. That's so weird because Mia literally just texted me 2 minutes ago and said that she pulled something in her neck and she can't move. And I was like, cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have plans this weekend.
You guys got to stretch. Everybody needs to stretch more.
We do.
Seriously.
Stretch. I guess okay. See, I grew up dancing and then I went into cheer. So I am pretty flexible even still. So
do you
I have
still
not
stretch?
Sometimes, but not regularly. I'm still pretty, I can do the splits still. So it's just kind of, your body remembers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if I can do the splits anymore after having a baby.
Oh, gosh. I was going to say, you just like walk into Becca's house and she's like,
full stretch, she just full like, split.
She's like, hey, and then just
holding my leg
goes
hey!
Into
like
a
weird
full
Barbie.
Split.
I open the door like weird Barbie.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, gosh. Welcome to my weird house.
Oh,
she
my
says?
Gosh.
I think that's what she says. Anyway.
My goal is within 3 months to be able to touch my toes because I can't even get close.
Oh, I could touch my toe. I could touch the floor flat-handed.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's
you
really
got,
good.
You got tiny little legs, all right? I got very
I
long
do.
Legs.
I do. I have little baby T-Rex legs.
Yeah. Okay, see, that's the thing. Like, with proportions, like, some people's legs are just much longer than the top of their body, so it is further to stretch.
Yeah, Adam.
So I actually never thought about that. Daniel can touch his toes and he's always thought that was so cool. And I'm like, it's really not that hard. But my legs are shorter than my torso. So, yeah. Sorry, that doesn't make sense. You know, I have short legs and a long torso. So it's like,
right.
I've got more to, anyway. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Okay.
Well, food for thought.
Everybody out there measuring their legs.
Yeah. What's our leg to torso ratio? All right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's stop the chit chat. Let's get into the topic. So as we discussed in the beginning of this episode, we are going to be doing deadly plants for our Halloween special. Now, if you enjoy stuff like this, we did a series last October where we went over deaths that plants helped solve.
Yeah. That was so fun.
So it was basically... Yeah. So we went over like different murder cases where a plant like solved the case or like helped solve the case. So this year we're doing deadly plants. Whose idea was this?
I think it was Adam's.
Maybe. Adam, I was just thinking about last year when Nicole's crime was like, well, we actually don't know who killed her, but they found out where she was found. And so I'm like, oh, well, that was anticlimactic.
It's the cliffhanger. And then I left you out there. Yeah.
Okay.
That's funny. Yeah. So this year we each picked a deadly plant and I'm so excited. The plant that I have chosen is the giant hogweed, also known as the Herlaceum mantigazinaeum. Oh. Okay. See, I told myself that I would figure out how to pronounce this before I did the episode, but then that obviously didn't happen. Okay.
That's a mouthful. So, I wouldn't be able to do it either.
It is a mouthful.
We all know that.
It's a mouthful, and you would not want a mouthful of this.
Oh.
Hey.
But that's bad. Okay. So it's in the carrot family, and basically if you're looking at it, it looks like it's been described as a Queen Anne's lace on steroids. So it's very, very tall. They can get up to 18 feet tall.
Wow.
But average is around 6 feet. So they are a perennial. So they'll come back year after year and they spread via seeds. So let me get back on my notes here. Some more like intricate description of it is it has large jagged leaves and an umbrella shaped white flower, like kind of like a Hoya flower. I think it's called a compound umbel.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you pronounce that word? Umbel?
Yes.
Okay. So a little bit of, you know, terminology for the plant nerds.
Love that.
And this one is distinguished basically by the purple splotches along the stem because there's a few plants that do look like that. You'll notice like with all of our plants, there's going to be another plant that looks really similar, but it's not poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
So, or like, yeah, there'll be like a lookalike that is really poisonous, basically.
Oh, so it's
you
like
just have to be very careful.
The stem is spotted almost like those corpse flower plants where it's like it's got like burgundy within.
Yep. Like purple splotchy stuff. Okay. And what's actually toxic on the plant is the sap. So the sap of the hogweed is phototonic and causes phytophotodermatitis in humans, resulting in blisters and scars.
Oh.
So basically what phototonic means is like the chemicals in the sap needs to be exposed to light for it to have an effect. So basically the chemicals need to be photoactive.
Wow.
And it will absorb the energy and produce molecular changes, that, and that causes the toxicity.
Hmm.
Ooh.
So if that went above your head,
yeah,
think vampires. You know how vampires, when they get touched by the sun, their skin starts to boil?
Yep. Or like
that's
me.
That's what this does.
Pretty much me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. But Edward just sparkles.
Oh. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
See, that's an interesting plot hole. Okay. So contact with the sap prevents the skin from being able to protect itself from sunlight, basically. So it causes blisters, skin discoloration, and the reaction can begin as soon as 15 minutes after the contact with the sap.
Mm.
And it peaks, the reaction peaks between 30 minutes and 2 hours after contact and can last up to several days. So
yikes.
Basically, if you ever do come into contact with it, because this is a widely spread plant, I'm going to talk about like how it spread in a second, but I first wanted to just like share the severity of this plant and like mm-hmm. how intense it is. It's obviously banned, and like there are programs specifically for removing it.
Oh.
So if you do come in contact with the sap, you should immediately wash with soap and cold water and avoid contact with the sun for at least 48 hours. So you're a vampire for 48 hours after you touch this thing.
Very cool. See, this is why I don't go hiking. Just one of the reasons.
This is one of those things. Okay, I feel like it's like similar to poison oak or those types of things. It's mm-hmm. I guess in those situations, it's like the oil. This one's like the sap.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like since it's the sap, though, you would only experience these things if you're like removing it. Don't you think?
Or like you fall on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you fall on it.
Wait,
yeah.
Did you already say where is it located? Like, is this in the U.S. all over the world?
Yeah, it's in a lot of places. Oh. So I'm actually going to get into that in a few minutes. Oh, no, that's fine. We're just excited.
We have questions.
This is like way more interesting than I thought it was going to be. But like deep diving on stuff like this, like I was like, should we do this every week? It's fun.
Okay, calm down. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. I'm sorry. It's a bit too focused for our, not plant podcast. Okay, so the USDA Forest Service says that pigs and cattle can actually eat this without harm, which I think is very interesting.
That was going to be my next question. Wildlife and how they avoid it.
Yeah.
I mean, because like, I don't know, some wildlife, you just feel like it's innate and that like they're not going to do it because they sense it. But like doggies running mm-hmm. through the forest, what about them?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like since pigs and cattle can eat it, probably dogs. I mean, I'm not going to give it to my dogs.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Interesting.
I don't know how different. Yeah. I mean, pigs and cattle are not the same species and they can both eat it. And so what about canines? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like, I don't know, I always worry about, I always heard that dogs specifically won't eat things that are toxic to them because mm-hmm. they can sense it, like out in nature.
Yeah.
But Cooper is always eating acorns, so he has no freaking idea.
Oh, those are toxic.
I don't even think we can say that.
They're so crunchy.
Yeah.
Oh, ugh. I didn't know.
Yeah, apparently they're toxic, but not like in a huge way. He just throws up. Mm-hmm. He just has like a gastro reaction. But like he also loves to eat the black sunflower seeds from the bird feed, and that caused a huge gastro reaction.
Oh,
that was bad.
Yikes. Yeah,
Coopy.
He's just silly. He's one of those dogs that will
he's
eat
cute,
anything.
Okay, but not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Not
a lot going on up there, which is funny because he will like learn tricks so fast. But I don't know, survival. No.
Yeah.
He's not. What is it like? Book smart, street smart.
Yeah.
Cooper is not street smart.
Right. Neither is Prime.
Leo is street smart.
So is Jazzy.
Yeah. What do you think Mai Tai is, Adam? Is he book smart or street smart? Can you tell yet?
I don't know if I can tell yet, but he learns things very quickly. Like obviously the bell to go outside, which
on
sidebar, I realized we kind of just destroyed every time we hear jingle bells or anything, in 20 years when Mai Tai's not around.
Mm.
Literally.
Oh, shit.
You're going to remember him.
I know. So I was like, don't teach your dog to use bells, because now, like, I just know in Christmas in, like, 2050, I'm going to be crying every time I hear the freaking song.
Oh,
yeah.
Dang it.
No. Okay, sorry. Anyway, I think, but.
Okay.
Yeah. I think maybe book smart. I don't know if he's going to be street smart.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to guess.
Got to get him on the streets. Okay. So as far as how the giant hogweed reproduces, so it takes several years to actually flower. And when it, so it takes 3 to 5 years to flower, typically on average. And when it flowers, it dies afterwards. That's like a certain type of perennial. I don't remember what kind that is. But when it does flower, it produces an average of 20,000 seeds.
Oh,
so
damn.
You can imagine. This plant is endemic to, like, Eurasia, like to a mountain range, the Caucasus mountain range.
Mm.
I don't even know how to say that word. Anyway, it's in Eurasia. They're from Eurasia.
Okay.
But they do thrive in other environments. So that's why they are here. And so they end up, like, choking out the native flora.
It's invasive.
Essentially. I mean, with 20,000 seeds.
That's a
per
lot.
Plant. Yeah, that's a lot.
She'd be reproducing.
Yeah. She's putting in the work.
She's doing the work. Doing the Lord's work.
She's doing someone's work. Okay, so
the devil's work.
How did it get over here? That's the main question. Because every invasive species
just makes
its
way.
Somebody brought it over.
Yep.
Yeah. You would think that they would know it was invasive before they brought it over. But I feel like a lot of plants that do get brought over are invasive, and they like that because they grow really fast and really well. Because I'm thinking about, like, morning glories.
Yeah.
I'm thinking certain wisteria. Those are both really pretty, but they are so invasive. It's, like, impossible to get rid of them.
Yeah.
A bunch of plants like that. So, of course, it was the Brits, you know.
Oh.
I'm sorry. The introduction of the giant hogweed was first recorded in Great Britain in 1817, and it was put on the seed list at the Kew Botanical Gardens in London.
Blaming it on the Brits.
And it was brought over as an ornamental garden plant, which is shocking to me, because how did they even transport? I don't know.
Wardian
That's just
cases.
So crazy to me. With Wardian cases that are like 6 feet tall?
Well, either they found like a baby one, or they got the seeds off of it and we're like, oh, well, let's just plant these in this case and take them.
Seeds, probably. That's my guess.
I don't know. Because they are huge. I did see a photo.
Yeah. They're very, very big. And then 10 years later, in 1828, about 10 years later, they were recorded growing wild in Cambridgeshire, England. So between 1817 and 1828, they were then wild. And now it's an invasive weed that you could definitely just see off the side of the road in several countries. Countries and regions, including Western Europe, Eastern Europe, the UK, and North America. So, as I said, they came from, like, a mountain range in Eurasia, like, kind of, like, close to Russia. Mm. And now they are in a bunch of places. So, the U.S. states that they're in, that it's been documented to be in, is Maine, Maryland, Michigan, New Hampshire, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Vermont, and Washington.
Safe.
Yeah, same. I was like, woo.
It's in Wisconsin, though, Nicole. You're very close.
I'll be there for a wedding in a couple weeks. Oh, shit.
Let's see how far those seeds can fly.
Oh, man.
So now we're going to talk about, like, getting rid of it. How did they... What is the process of getting rid of this plant? And what measures have been put in place?
Mm-hmm.
So it was finally delisted by the Royal Horticultural Society of Great Britain in 2002.
Oh,
it took that long.
That's a century.
Yeah. So, like, it's 100 years of just, like, letting this thing...
Wait, 200 years.
200 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Almost 200 years of just letting this thing run wild around the world.
Raw dogging the landscape.
Yep. I'm just going to let it be.
I think that it was brought into the U.S. in, like... I didn't write this down, but... I think I remember it was brought to the U.S. in, like, 1917, I think.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. And then 2008, the U.S. did something.
Another 100 years.
Yeah.
Typical.
You know, it's not a great reaction time here. So the European Union funded the Giant Alien Project to combat this plant and other invasive plants, which I feel like a deep dive on the Giant Alien Project would be also very fun.
Yeah.
Like,
weird name.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that would be a really fun topic, too. Because what other plants are they going after? What's the procedure? Like, are these people trained? Are they wearing special outfits? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
That'd be kind of cool.
It needs a movie. I can see a movie coming out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun. Okay, so the Giant Alien Project added the giant hogweed on August 2nd, 2017 to its list of invasive alien species of Union concern, sorry, that's a mouthful, which restricted keeping, importing, selling, and breeding and growing this plant.
That was just 6 years ago.
I know.
Wow.
Did I write that down wrong? Because that sentence did not make much sense. But I think that's right. And Basically, the government in the EU, like governments in the EU are now required to like detect and get rid of the giant hogweed. So people like can report it. I assume they're out looking for it. I don't know. See, this is interesting.
This is how I picture it. I picture like a bunch of gardeners in hazmat suits. And like they have like this gigantic big fire pit or something that they're throwing this stuff in. And then it's just all going up into the ozone. that's what I'm envisioning.
See, okay, and like with what is it like the poison oak and poison ivy, like you shouldn't burn it because it'll put the oils in the air. Like, so how do they get rid of this? That's one thing that I didn't look into, like how they actually like destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if they put it into like a crematory, is that what those things are called? Like a how they cremate people.
It just seems like a lot of work to get rid of an invasive plant species. But also, if it's causing all this harm to people, are you going to talk about anybody that was affected by it? Or do you know those stats?
I couldn't find any like specific person.
Okay. I'm thinking like blisters and like, oof, that sucks. Yeah.
See, as I was doing my research, I realized that this one isn't necessarily deathly, but it is very uncomfortable and it gives vampire vibes. So I was like, I think this still counts.
For sure.
And then I think like if you ingest it, though, your esophagus isn't being exposed to the light. So I don't know. Maybe it's not toxic to ingest. So I don't know.
But if you have an allergic reaction to it, or like you get all these blisters and you get infected from it, it could possibly lead to that.
Yeah.
We can't take it lightly. Definitely. We can't take this lightly.
And actually, in the UK, the Wildlife and Countryside Act of 1981 makes it an offense to plant or cause the giant hogweed to grow in the wild.
Oh.
And you can actually get up to 2 years in jail
for
planting this and like distributing it, let's say.
Oh, it's a big no-no plant.
Yeah, which is very interesting.
This is why we have phytosanitary restrictions nowadays.
It is.
Because they were just willy-nilly bringing things everywhere. And look what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. I wonder how they would prove that case. Like, what if you bought a house and it was just growing on your property? Can you be responsible?
I don't know. I guess unless they can prove that you were gardening it, which would be kind of hard. But I guess they might be able to see, like, how old the plant is based on how big it is. Like,
yeah.
No, I think if there was like a lot of them, you could probably assume that the plant had been established there for a while because it just drops seeds and will grow. But the previous owner of the home like probably should have reported it.
Yeah, true.
So I guess that gets a little sticky because it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess if you report it, they're probably not going to be like, okay, so who owned this house before and didn't report it?
Yeah.
Maybe they would.
Yeah.
Maybe if we have any UK people, you can tell us how strict your government is for that kind of stuff. I don't know. I feel like the US wouldn't go that far. They'd just remove it.
That's
like
what I was thinking too. It's probably more strict in the UK.
Also, I found out about this because I follow, or maybe they just come on my For You page a lot, but there's a garden in England called the Alnwick Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Alnwick, England. And I could be butchering that name too, but they have a poison garden.
Oh, and I've seen that too. It looks so cool.
Ooh. It looks awesome. If I ever go to the UK again, like England or anything, like I would love to go to this. Basically, they have on display a bunch of like toxic and deadly plants. And obviously, well, okay. See, here's the thing is like you on their, as of 5 days ago, or I guess 6 days ago, they have had 130 people faint, 11 people projectile vomit, and 2 ambulance be called.
Okay, maybe garden. Don't go there.
Like, my thought is, are people going in vomit. There and like huffing? I know, for the projectile vomit is what's freaking me out. I'm like, are they eating these toxic plants to see if they can? Like,
interesting.
What's the story?
I saw a video where they put like a very deadly plant, but it's like behind glass, like you can't even touch it. It's so strange to think like what could cause someone to projectile vomit unless it just like happens, like unless some people are super sensitive, you know?
Yeah, maybe they get nervous. Like the projectile is like
that's
your body excessive. Is rejecting.
Yeah.
Maybe someone just took a baby there and then they just threw up and they were like, oh, we're gonna mark that down as a projectile.
We're going to sue it. Sue them.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. And like 130 faintings. Like I just, and it's not hot in England. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I don't understand how. I don't get it. But anyway, so the U.S. also has a system to regulate this plant. And it's regulated as a federal noxious weed by the U.S. government. And it's illegal to import into the U.S. or move like through the states without a permit mm-hmm. by the Department of Agriculture, which like I can't think of a reason. So we don't have law. It doesn't sound like there's like laws against cultivating it. It's just, I guess if it's already here, I don't know, that just makes it seem like we don't have as strict of rules as the UK.
Yeah, because right? if it's causing that much harm to people and it's that invasive, you'd think that you can't bring it with any permit, you know?
Right. I know.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. But anyway, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has an active program to control the giant hogweed since 2008. So there are programs here. I mean, obviously, it's like on like, you know, the banned plant list. But the only state that I saw that has an active program is New York.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. But it seems to be like kind of running rampant in New England for the most part. So I guess that makes sense. But anyway, the poison garden at the Alnwick Gardens has a giant hogweed. And anytime they have to weed around the plant, they wear like full basically hazmat suits.
See, my vision was correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I wonder if the plant that I'm doing is at this museum. I'm going to look it up. That'll be fun.
Yeah. It was so hard to like pick a plant because there's so many like. There's this one from Australia that's like known as like the most toxic plant like ever. And I was like, ooh, that would have been fun.
Australia has all the things.
All the bad things.
That could kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you. So many. But the last thing that I'll say about this plant is I was looking just like on the wiki page, which by the way, most of this is from the wiki page and like other, I like went down rabbit holes for other information, but the band Genesis. Do you guys know that band?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
Well, it's a progressive rock group, apparently.
Okay.
They have a song called The Return of the Giant Hogweed. And I don't know if we could like play a clip of it. I don't know what the protocol is with copyright, like if it was like 9 seconds like on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
But it is a song basically describing an attack on the human race by the giant hogweed.
Oh my gosh. And
yeah, it's like an 8-minute song. It's kind of funny. Ooh, so
it's like American
if
Pie.
If anybody wants to look it up, Genesis, The Return of the Giant Hogweed.
Very fun.
Wow.
Well, it was also on some TV show, but I forgot.
The Walking Dead.
Is that what
Dead.
You were going to say?
Yeah.
Yes.
The Walking Dead.
It was on
Dead.
An episode of The Walking Dead where there were like giant hogweeds like growing out of the zombies, right?
Yeah, oh. No, I will say that I gave up on The Walking Dead.
So did I.
Probably after like season, when they killed Glenn, spoiler alert, but whatever. It seems like it was on season 10 where he encountered walkers, which is zombies with like the giant hogweed growing out of them. And it caused one of the characters to not be able to see or something.
Yes. If it gets in your eye, like, it causes blindness.
I
kind of want
to watch that episode now, though, to see like how they did that. I was like, oh, these zombies have poisonous plants growing out of them.
Oh,
that's kind of cool.
It's giving Last of Us, isn't it?
It's giving Last of Us. Yes.
Ooh.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, that is the giant hogweed.
Oh, man.
That's pretty cool. That was a cool story. I hope I never encounter this giant.
I know, but I kind of want to know if people have. So if you're listening to this and you have encountered it, like.
Oh, yeah. Let us know.
Give us the deets.
Or if you know someone.
Let us know. Send us your pics.
Oh, yeah.
If you work for the alien union.
Yeah, for real. We need the inside scoop.
We need a mystery. Oh, my gosh. I don't want to give away the concept of this book, but this plant would be an amazing plant to add into this idea that I have.
Mm. Yeah, keep it
I'll
to yourself.
I'll tell you guys off air.
Okay.
Because it's a book idea that I've had for a long time, and I was just reminded of it. And now this is giving me so much motivation.
See?
Yes.
Do it.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope that you enjoyed our first addition to our 2023 Halloween series on toxic plants, toxic/deadly plants. If you enjoyed this, again, we still have the 2022 series where we talked about plants that solved murders and mysteries. And we will be linking, probably I'll do like a highlight on Instagram or something so that we can have our Halloween specials easily accessible. And speaking of Instagram, if you're not following us, we are at Potted Together. You can check out our post today where I'll have a bunch of pictures of this very scary plant and maybe some Walking Dead images.
Oh, yes.
You scary. You can find us individually on Instagram at De La Plants is me, Becca. Adam is Not Dude, K-N-O-T. And Nicole is My Clean Leaves. And we hope you have a very spooky week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.